questions. I have to take some of these. Amale Eliola Bahehe, Amale Labeloza. My Dixiv Hinates Rafticha, Veloy Bekesef, Bechalticha, Bekul Aini. What does Rashi say? It's Rafticha, Veloy Bekesef, Veloy Be'esh, Kemeshetzer from a Kesef. It's Klal Yisrael, they're purified. That's the way Kesef is purified, like Veloy Kikesef. V'loi be'esh k'moshe tzer from ha'kesef be'esh. Ala b'chalticha, the Rabbeinu Shalom had chosen for Klal Yisrael b'kul oini. The tzer for boy, to purify Klal Yisrael, the kul is not esh. The way kesef is purified, no, the kul is oini. Kul hu ha'cheresh she'tzer from boy. So the Rabbi Nishon was boicher oini to be metzaref klal Yisrael. Melameg shechozar HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol midis toiveis liten li Yisrael v'loi motza elo anis. Rabbi Nishon searched for all midis toiveis that he could give to klal Yisrael, and the only one he found was anis. So the shaila is, why is Anias is Amida Taiva? The Rabbi Nachananel says, Chizar HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol hamidis, v'lo imotze noel li Yisrael ka'anias, kedei sheyehe libom shavur, that they should not be balegaive, they should be libom shavur, they should be nichna, וכוונוסם לשמיים, ועיניהם תלויוס לרחמוב וחסודו. That is what Anias brings. So the Gemara means that the matziv of Anias brings midas tovus. This brings a person is put into a matziv that he doesn't have the nisoyin of gaive. He doesn't have the nisoyin of Be'ite, Vayishman, Yeshurun, Vayivot. Later the Rabbi Nachananel says this. V'yadua lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shemar bin oysher boyatin boy. Shenema Vayishman, Yeshurun, Vayivot. There's an oysher that's shomo l'ro l'bolov. And the Rabbi Nishalaylam put them in a matzav, gave them a matzav that they should not be susceptible to these midas rois and faker. This matzav is ma'ire them for hachno, for bitochin. They realize it's not koichi v'roishis oini. The Rabbi Zal Peterburg in Koich ve'oyer writes, ha'oni mikoyach matzovoi hu onov v'shval ruach v'savlon ki matzovi heviu lisboil kol omolotlo. He has to accept it. He's put it in a matzvah that he has to accept it. Mesugul yoyser behergeloi lemidis habitochen. He realizes he can't help himself. Es ein lono lishoy melavinu shabashamayim. Samiridike goin in Rus, he says, Pshatn Posik, Ach toiv vocheset yirdefuni. So he says, if a person has only toiv and chesed, everything is going good, whatever he does, he's successful. So that isn't a broche, that's a redife. Because this person is put in tamatzim of vayishman yeshurin vayivot, he's rochik from bitochin. Is rochik from emune, is korif to beite. So this was the oifen that the Rabbeinu Shloilom found. It was mamzi for Klal Yisrael. The Mefarshim say it does not necessarily mean dikduke anias. verkehrt ist a matzev, when a person is in a matzev of gewaldike dachkus, of oni choshev kemeis. We're not speaking about that. We're speaking about the hepech of ashiris. That's libom shovo, but that does not necessarily mean diknuke yanis. Omar Shmuel v'itaymer Rav Yosef aino da omri inchi yoe ani yuse liyudoi ki barzo sumke lesusyo chivre. That anias is good, is toiv to yidden, just like a red strap, a red getsue is good for a white horse. The Ein Eliyo says that the Gemara brings down in Arvei Psochim that six things were said by a horse. The Balei Gaive, the Balei Taive, the Balei Kine, that's Oyeve Saznus, that's a Mochome, Ruchai Gase, that's a horse. So a horse has these midis rois. So you can have a barza sumke, you can have a red ritsue that lemaise that guides the horse, that doesn't let him go to his own accord to do whatever he would want to do. Rabbi Zal Peterberg says that when you're mekashit the horse also doesn't appreciate it. But afapiken, he becomes mekushit. So maybe the person who's an oni doesn't appreciate his matzah, but lemaisi becomes niskashit through this matzah. He tell over a very interesting story. There was a maisa once with Rabbi Ruchim. Rabbi Ruchim once went on vacation. He went to a small town. And the Balabatim in the town asked him he should speak for them. And he felt they wouldn't understand Bechlal. He wasn't a speaker by profession. He was a mashkiach in the yeshiva. And he said divrei techoch and divrei musa. And he held they wouldn't understand what he's talking. They wouldn't appreciate it, but they pressured him. So, he decided to speak. So the shul was packed. Rabbi Ruchim, the mirror mashkiach, is going to speak for the shtot. He started speaking after 10 minutes. A third of the people left. The other 10 minutes, the other third, and after 30 minutes, the shul was empty. So Rabbi Ruchim explained what had happened. So he said that when it's brought down in history books when the savages saw it, when the white people came either to America or to other places, they saw them riding on horses. So at first they were very afraid of them. They were under the impression that the rider and the horse was one. So Mamela, so this is a Psaberia with 6 feet. They didn't know that they're two till they saw that the horse is one and the rider is one. So he says in the yeshiva, the Bochum realize that when I tell them Divrei Teichocha, they realize the person has a horse in himself, and I try to guide the horse, but they don't get insulted. They realize that the horse and the person is not the same, they're two, but he has to know how to guide the horse which is in him. So when I tell them Divrei Teichocha, they don't get insulted. These people, I started talking to them, so they felt that I'm insulting them. But that's what the Gemara is saying over here. The Gemara is saying that a person has in himself these midis mushchosis of a susya chivre. In fact, he needs a ritzua to guide him. And this is anias. Let us see Taisvis. Kebarzo sumke ritzua. V'doimelei mikore mashre bahashta barze a gemore in Babikama. Before it was a oir, a piece of leather, and now it became a ritzua. Bebreishis Rabbi Yesh Yoi Ani Yuse Lebrate Diyakev Kaarkese Sumkese Lesusye Chibre. In Medrash it says that Anias is good lebrate di Yaakov. Agama says Yoni Yusa li Yudoi. So the Mephoshim on say the Kubidis Amachloikis. Bemisin by Klal Yisrael there are two sugim. They're the Amelim Betoire, and there are those who don't have the schus to be Amelim Betoire. They're Oiskim Bemlachtam. The Sefri says in Eish Tos Lomoy, on the Posik, Eish Tos Lomoy, so the Sefri says, just like whoever has an Esek with Eish, so the Eish makes a Roishem on them, so the same way Teire also makes a Roishem, an impression, on those who are Melimbo. And it's niker bali chosam b'shuk b'diburam. It is niker that what the impression that Torah makes on an omel b'Torah. So other mafoshim want to say that the beraisa held that the tachlis of anias, which was to combat the midas rois of a sus that a person has. By an omel b'teire, this is not necessary. That the teire alone, the Goyen says, pshat in the Mishnah, hafoch bo de kula bo, that all midas teires could come out through teire. So memele, so it is not necessary li yehudoi. Yehudoi means already the elite, the b'nei teire. No, brate de Yaakov, that is the chelik of Klal Yisrael, which are unable to be amelim b'teire, by them is yoi aniyusa. That is what Tosis is bringing. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Rab Shimon ben Menashe oimer, eizehu mu'uvis lo yuchel liskoim, ze habo al ha'erve v'hoilet mimeno mamza. So the Gemara says, "Hoylid in, loy hoylid loy." So it's only loyuchal iskain if there was a mamza. For Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe Oimer, goinev odom efshe sheyarze gneiva. If a person steals something, it's possible to return it. V'yisake, goizel odom efshe sheyarze gzeiloy v'yisake. Avol aboleishis ish va'oschol abaylom nitrad minoylom v'holachloi. There's others bring down a loshen tesefta loy ve'roshe v'loy yishalim. That means he borrowed Yenim's wife, but he can't pay it back. Lamaisa she becomes neser al baylo. So this is a gzeile that cannot be paid back. Let us see Rashi. Goy nevodem gneve efshe shiachzireno v'yisaken, and it can be misaken what he had done wrong. Nitrad min ha'oilom ein loy oid tshuve lefisha oso dovor she'ein loy refue. There's no refuah to this because some it's niker avoinoi, like the can't be misakin the kilko that came about through the avera. Now al kaponim we see something very interesting. Rabbi Chanan and Kovit Saoris explains that there's two koiches of tshuva. By tshuva, there's an akire mikano lahabo. The gabi, the person that does tshuva, a person who was bo ala erve and had a mamzer. So the Gemara says that the son is mechuyev to be mechabet emefi de tshuva because he's considered an oisei maisa amcho. So there's an iser lekaloloi lakoisoi. So that's an akire mikano lahabo. But tshuva has in it also a koyach, an akire lamafreya, that the maise that was done is kilo neker, nimchak. there was, but if there was a, if the, but if through the Aveira, a kilkel was made, that's Nika, that means it was Noila Damamza, or the way we have over here was Nesral Baila. So, in such a case, the Akirala Mafreya is, there's no Akirala Mafreya, because the oven is still Nika. So from our Gemara it would seem that if there's no Akira Lamafreya, that there's an Einish, is Nitrad Min Ha'olam. Our Gemara says that he's talking Nenish on this world. Ein loy oid shuve lefi shos adobo, she ein loy refua, so he's Nitrad Min Ha'olam. So by his toys, the kapor of shuve is not only Negeya in Olam Habedik in Yonim, it's Negeya that he's Nitrad Min Ha'olam, he's Nenash. The tshuva will not help on that chet if there's a mamzer, or if he was nesral bailo. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Why do you need a mamzer? But now the Gemara continues with the pshat in the posik of a muvus lo yichol liskaim. Abshimim ben Yechoy oimer ein oimer bikru gomor bikru chazir ela bikru tle. A person wants to find out if a behema was niskalko, became a balmum, if it came nifsal a korban. So one is mevaker a behema which was roi lakrove, and then there's a biker if it's still roi lakrove or if it became nifsal lakrove. But someone that was never roi lakrove, there's no biker on such a mean. Let's see what Rashi says. Ein oimer bikru gomo zele korban kloimer. Mi shehu mu'uvis mit chulosai ein ze mu'uvis. Mu'uvis lo yuchaliskin is speaking about a person who mit chilo was a mesukin when he became nisaves. Ela bikru tle zele korban shema nofo by mumven is kalko. Kach loshen kilkul neufel ba'odam shahoyo toiv mitchila. Mu'uvis lo yuchal iskin is speaking about a person who was first a toiv, and then later he became nisavis. Ve'eize ze talmud chochem shepirish min ha'teire. So the Mefarshim explained that Rav Shimon ben Yochai did not like the previous explanation. Abo ala erve. So before, he didn't do an Aveira. So he wasn't a Toiv. He was a Sul Meira. He didn't do Aveiras. And now he did an Aveira. So that's not called he was an Isavis. You have to have someone, the Loshen Ivus applies by someone who before was a Geder of Toiv. And a Toiv became Isavis. So that's a Talmud Chochim Shapirish Min HaTorah. Ein Toiv Ela Torah. And he became an Isavis. That's Pshan Posik. Abyude ben Lokish, Omar, Kol Talmud Chochim, Shepirish min HaTorah, Olav HaKosov, Oimer, Ketziper Neidedes min Kino, Kein Ish Neideid min Koimai. Poshe Pshan Posik is that just like a Tziper is Neided from its nest, that's similar on Ish's Neideid Mim Kaimai. The Goyin says, Pshat in this Posek, Tziper HaNeidedes Mikino Umekoinenes Ma'oid Al Hayoisen No Vinodo. That means a Tziper which does not have a Mokim, does not have a Mokim Menuche, so it's Mekoinen, it's Boiche, that it doesn't have a Mokim. Is isha loyme teire pamachas loylomat osu mevulbu. That's how the Goyin says pshat. It doesn't have a mokim, ish noideid mim kaime. But al koponim, the posik seems to be saying that the Talmud Chochem shapirish min teire, he lost his mokim. That means teire is not only an occupation, that he had a mokim before and now he lost the mokim. The Gemara says about Metzia, the Gemara Darshans, the posik in Yisrei vaydato lahem esaderech asheyelchu bo. So the Gemara darshes vaydato lahem ze beis chayehem, that you should tell Klal Yisrael what the beis chayehem is. And Rashi says that's the botei medroshes. That's their bayis and that's their beis chayehem. And that's their mokim. They say Rabbi Ruchim and the Bochrim used to go leave the yeshiva ben azmanim. So Rabbi Ruchim told the Bochrim, you are not going home, you are leaving your home. That's how you have to realize it. So that's what the Pasuk is telling us. It's ish noideid mim kaimoy. That means a poirish min atoire is he's leaving his mokim. Now he doesn't have a mokim anymore. So before he was in a mokim of Ashkoras Ashchina, and now he's noided from that mokim. So the Gemara wants to learn out from that, that before there was kiruv, and now there's richuk. So meredike haflon ksubis. The Gemara says, V'yefsher lidovik b'mokim. So the Gemara says, Zer ha-meisi bita l'talmud teira, l'talmud chochem, l'talmud prakimatia l'talmud chochem. So the Aflo is, what's with the Talmud chochem alone? So the Aflo says, and the Talmud chochem b'chal, there's no shayla v'yefsher lidovik b'mokim. He's taken dovik b'mokim, kutsche b'richa v'yereise chadu. So that's the, before there was a mais, a matzav of dovuk, and now rochiku me'aloi, now there's richuk. So the abakaponim, that's the hemshech of Talmud Chochem, shepirish min ha-toyre. Abakaponim, we hear v'yakasha. Why did our Mishnah say that Muvus Layuchaliskein means that there was no Ilad Amamzer? Muvus Layuchaliskein, if you without a Ladis Amamzer, it's Oschal Baila, that's also Layuchaliskein. So the Gemara says, a man is what the Erbe is. Lekashe kan ba'achayisei pnuye. It was ba'al achayisei pnuye. So the whole kilkel is Tafke, if it was no Ilad Mamzer. It didn't answer on anyone. That's the only kilkel. That's our Mishnah. And Khan, Beishasish, the Bereis is speaking about over here, that was the Baal Neishasish, so then in the Hanami, then the move is Lo Yuchaliskin, is that Kufa that he asked to all Bailo. The boy is Aima Hova Beishasish, both can be speaking about a Neishasish, our Mishnah could also be speaking about a Neishasish, Vloy Kashi, Khan Ba'inis, Khan Berotzen. The Mishnah is speaking about the Bola Bo'inis, so she's not Nesral Bailo. So then Lo Yuchaliskein is only if there was no Ilad Amamza. And Kan Berotzein, so then you don't need the latest Mamza. Ibo Yiseima Hova Ho Bo'inis, Lo Yikashe Kan Be'ishis Koyin, Kan Be'ishis Yisrael. And Eishis Koyin is Nesral Bailo Bo'inis also. So Mamela, so then you don't need a latest Mamza to make it a mu'uvish lo yuchaliskei. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, achayse pnuye, oilid ein le hailid loy, because that's the only ivush lo yuchaliskei. Keish beishes ish, beloy hailid nami, yesh zikorein la avoinoi, she osral bailo, loishna achayse, veloishna nochis. Ba'oinis le'osral bailo, lefikach ha'iladen le'ayilad loy, v'rotzayin osral bailo. Or the Gemara says, eishes koin afilu ba'oinis asura le'bailo, b'ksubis. The Gemara darshens v'hi lo'inis posa, if she wasn't nenas, asura. Honis posa muteres, but an anuse, hi lo'inis posa zamid. Eises oasis Yisrael, we receive he, miyuta, aboloima, yesh lucha cheres, shafal pisha nispos asura. Eises oasis koi, nesis koi, filushanensas, osa labailo. What does Taisu say, kan bachoisai pnuya? Mashma lishne de psikolei de yesh mamza mechai vekrisis. He wanted a chap on a tzir of mamzeres, famous in the zamachlikis tanoim, yevomis, or to say that kechai vemises bezen, or to say for lechai vilavin. The Gemara wants said the tzir of mamzeres is dafke by chai vekrisis. Mashma lishne de psikolei yesh mamza mechai vekrisis. Midunoket achoisoi tvei mikol shar aroyis. So here on the side it says, Dersiba chorus behedye. Aine kishimen atemoni. I'm just wondering, what would the halacha be by a boalacious ish that was already nesra al bailo? I mean, this is the second beer. Is this also a mu'uvis shalayucha liskoin? If lamaise, he didn't accomplish anything, because she saibase yosra baila through the first beer. Or perhaps since this beer is a beer that's oisrael baila, means, so there's another sibe, there's a previous sibe, but this is also a sibe ho'isa. So it could be, this is also called Amu'ubi Shalayuch Aliskain. Ulu Yaitzei Ulevo Ein Sholem. Oma Rav Kimin Sheyaitzei Odom Midvar Haloche Lidvar Mikra. A person leaves a Dvar Haloche. He goes to Dvar Mikra. Shuv Ein Loi Sholem. Then he doesn't have Sholem anymore in Hiro. Shmuel Omar Zeh HaPeirish Mi Talmud LeMishne. Rabbi Yechonon Ma'afilu V'Yash L'Shas. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, L'Yoytzi L'Vo In Sholim Mikru B'Zacharye V'Deshua Kan L'Yoytzi Min HaTorah. He left Torah Bolei L'Dvorim Acherim. Sheyoytzi Odom Midvar Haloche L'Dvar Mikro Shuv Ein Loi Sholim Shein Hero Midvar Mikro. So if now he's only learning mikro, so he won't have an ero, he won't have a klokai. Or mi talmud le mishne. Im shimesh es chachomim. If before he was in the matzav of shimesh talmid chachomim, which is called gemore, shehein medagdekin, litein tam mishnayis, lohovin, the reason of the mishnayis, lohovin a mishnayis asoisri zu ezu, Belimza itam lifto ulachayve leisa ulaheta shahamishnezu kari talmud. This oifen alimud is called talmud. V'im yotza mehen, he left this oifen alimud v'nosan iskoy legirsus amishnayis. Now he won't be ma'ayin to understand the reasons of the mishnayis and how all the Mishnayis stim. But now he's busy chasing our Mishnayis. Shuv ein lo sholem bedvar hero. Shein hero nechoyne bedvar mishne. Because now from Mishnayis alone, even though he'll know all the Mishnayis well, he won't be kent be paskin. Shekame Mishnayis yeish ein divrei mechuvonim. That the Mishnayis don't stim. B'teirutzom, b'tirtzom b'nei ashat, socha ma'eskinech, suri mechsere, homoni rabbi ploinihi, bein aloche kemoisoi. Rabbi Yechonon omar afilu mishas l'shas. So Rashi says, mishas Yerushalmi l'shas Babli. The person left Yerushalmi is learning Babli, shuhu omek, so also it's ein sholem. In Yerushalmi, Vaistois, it is not so omoik, so it's easier to understand, so one can paskin. Kedemrinim b'sanhedrin, b'machsha kimeshivani kimeisei oilom zu ashash shel bovel. That's machshakim, it's choyshech. Let us see, Taisus, afilu mishas l'shas, mishas Yerushalmi l'shas, bablik the perish rash. Pchen omar b'Yerushalmi, במרשקי מישיבני, כמי סיילם, אלו שעס בבלי. וכן רב זירה, והבצעים דלשתקח מיני שעס הבבלי. וכלפ, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to forget שעס בבלי. So, ממילא, because שעס בבלי is a a more difficult oifen alimud is b'meile, so that also one is losing ein sholem. Umiyu afila ipche yesh loima, v'hochi pirushi shepirsh mize, that he left one v'adayin lo haven b'ze, that means shevitoich kein lo yale b'yodi aloche b'rur, it's different oifanim of limud, different mahalchim, so b'meile, by not, the first he didn't understand well. Now going to the second one is nishtahin and nishtahin. Sagt der Mishnah weiter. Heter ne dorim peirchem ba'aver, ve'ein lehem al ma sheyismoichu. So Rashi says, heter ne dorim peirchem ba'aver, hatoras ne dorim shomru chachomim, she'achochim materas haneder, ma'at remez yesh b'mikro. This is small and most in the ain al malismoich. Elo shekein moso lachachomim b'teire shebalpe. It's nimsa by teire shebalpe. But this is very, the makairis in chumish are very minute. Hilche shabbes, chagiges, vamiles, areyem, karorim, atluyim, besairo. Shehein mikro muet, the small psukim, b'halochis, the small amount of psukim, b'halochis merubes, many halochis. Hadinin, v'havoidois, hataris, v'tumis, v'rayis, yeshlom amashi yismoichu, v'hein, hein gufei teire. This is gufei teire. Let us see Rashi. Hilche shabbos, vilches chagige, hilches miles, yeshbem halochis, shein tluyis, Beremes mikra muet, a small remes. Karorim atluyim besayreis roish. Vahavoidois, ilches avoidis korbin, varayis erve, einen gufei teure, bigmore porich, oto anach lav gufei teure nino. Tanye, Rabbi Elezer, oimer, yeshle mamashe yismoichu. Shenemar ki yafli, it says twice a lotion of haflo, shtei pomim, achas haflo le'iser, v'achas haflo le'heta. Let us see Rashi. Ki yafli shtei pomim, echad be'erkin, v'echad be'nozer. Ki yafli neder be'erkecho, ki yafli linder neder nozer. Achas haflo le'iser. So Rashi explains like this. Kulei haflo loshen pirish. Haflo means the one is mefarish. Ki targumai, like the Targum says, are yefarish. So loshen pirish, one explains, elaborates. V'loma kosav haflo b'shnei. That means if it's just to tell us that one, when one makes a neder, so it should say one, neder verkercho, neder nozer. This is a klal nedorim, you have to be mefared pepe. Levati bisvasayim. But why does it have to say by these two nedorim? Is aches kshepirish v'noda v'osa atzmoi b'neder. One is coming to tell us that the etzem asiyas and neder should be al yedei pirish, he should be mefarished for him. V'achas shechoyzer u'mefarish lefnei achochem, v'oymer kein nodarti, u'ledas kein nodarti, avu'ledas kein loy nodarti, v'reyu bo lidei charote, n'yes charote, mitoich kach bo lidei eto. So the extra half law is coming to tell us that is an oifen how one is matter nedorim. When he's mefarish to a chochem, kein adalti, or das kein adalti, per yuboli dei charot. That's one brosh. Rabbi Yeshua oimer, yesh lehem al mashe yismoichu, shenemar asher nishbati ba'api, ba'api nishbati v'chozarti bi. Nishbati ba'api, midekoma ba'api, Mashme yochalani lishoy olov. The shvua was made because. So therefore I can be shoyol on this shvua. lefisha machmas api, because the shvuah is made machmas api, v'loi midas miyushebes nishbati. It was an impulsive shvuah, and it was not made bedas miyushev. Yesh lumid mikan shamoitze pesach lenidroi, leima loi ledas keino darti. I did not make the nether, sheyikreini dovoze, that this and this would occur, Shani roya haboli aidei nidri, is matir loy, so we matter. I had a shtikel ha'ore, I don't know if what I'm saying is true or not, but I had a shtikel ha'ore on Rashi. We had here the vial, two limudim. Rabbi Lezer darshan, from the kefil, it says twice kiyafli, so one is aflo lehet, that's coming of ha'toris nedon. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Nishpati biapi. But, that's also coming up at those Nedorim. If the Nedor was not made with Yishuv Adas. But it's very interesting. Rashi, by the first Roshe, Rashi says, Farehu bo lidei charote. And Rashi in the second Roshe says, Hamoitzi Pesach lenidroi. Now, there are two oifanim, how one can be matar a neder. One oifan is through charote de mikore, that he's mischaret that he ever made the neder. And the second oifan is the chapesach. But if he would have known that this would have occurred, the neder would have never been made. So, I was nesoire, lechoire, we have here two droshes. By the second Roshe, Rashi says Pesach, and by the first Roshe, Rashi says Charote. Psaloi Dovahu, why did Rashi say this? Is Lulei de Mistafine, there's a Rashbo, in Mesechtes Nedorim, Rashba Mesechtes Nedorim says as follows. He brings down a Yesh Meforshim, the Rashba Schoilik on this. But Al Kaponim, the Rashba Nedorim, the Afro Bezim at Bez, he brings a Yesh Meforshim that hold as follows. I Ashkach Milse, the Lava Daiti, the Hochanoda, if a person finds a Pesach, he is speaking about a Pesach, but if he would have known this, he would have never have made the neder. Motzi lemishrei neder agava hu milse. So he could be matter. He could be matter the neder because of this. Hoyu v'loy hoyo neder me oilam. And he says, Pshat the Gemara says in the Dorim, Nofik Rav Safche uposach pischo lenafshei. Rav Safche made his own Pesach. He didn't go tachochim. He made his own Pesach. And there's a Moira de Kalamdis. Because the Lamdis is the heter of a Pesach is that if he would have known that this and this would have occurred through his neder, he never would have made the neder, so it's a neder tois. If it's a neder tois, you don't have to be matter the neder. The whole neder was made betois. And you were under a false assumption. So it's nidre tois, you don't have to have a toris nedor. So the Rashba brings further, v'chiksiv lo yachol devore, shuhu eni meichel, that he himself cannot be matter, you need that chochem has to be matter, tafke becharote. So there's a shittus harishonim that hold, and the Rashba's chaylik on them. But al kaponim, there's a shittus harishonim that hold, that if one is matter through a Pesach, so you don't need a chochem. If one is matter to charote, then one needs a choch. Takert, there it's very good because Batsim the nether was a nether. And it's not a nether toys. He made a nether, and now he's mescharet that he ever made the nether. So here you have to be matter the nether that was made. So there the Torah says, a chochem is matter the nether. You need hatoras nedorim. But by a Pesach, it could be, these Rishonim held that it's a nether toys. If you would have known that he would never have made the nether, that's called a nether toys. So these two droshes are very interesting. The first drosha, it says twice a loshen haflo, which is a loshen apirish. That means he is to go to a chacham. He is to tell it over to a chacham. So Rashi said, so he was talking about heter of charote. A charote needs a chacham. See, Rashi mentioned charote. The second drosha, asher nishbati bi'api, the neder was made without yishuv hadas. I did not chesh benois, what would occur? So here this neder b'chlal doesn't mention he goes to someone. If the neder was made without yishuv hadas, so it's not a neder. See, Rashi says Pesach. And very interesting, there's a Tosfos in Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Dalad Amud Aleph, Tosfos in Baba Basra, they're speaking about that the some ice with Rabbi Baba Chone, he heard, he had a basket who's gonna be made for my nether. He was afraid it was the nether on Davo Samabu, and really it was a nether on the, to end the Golis. Had a Murdike vote card on that Gemara, it's a Murdike Gemara. The Rabbi Baba Chone did not want to be made for the nether, he thought Rabbi Shimon wants to be a Mabul again on this world. So Rabbi Baba Chana held the world was so low that the world was in such a shvala matzev that the Rabbeinu Shlom can't be saved the world anymore. And he wants to be matzev the neder to bring a mabul. And really, the Gemara says the Rabbeinu Shlom wanted to bring that he wanted to be matzev the neder of Golus to bring Geula. So a person can never judge from the matzev where we're up to. We can be up to a matzev from Geula, and he'll think we're up to a matzev of Mabu. Al Koponim, that's the Gemara. So Tosfos in Baba Basra asks, Amai ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu meifa ba'atzmoi, do maskinim b'meseches chagige, b'dechsiv asher nishbati b'api, in the Gemara Darshans, b'api nishbati b'chayzrani, al meshu meifa ba'atzmoi. So for Kelso Tosfos Lom Shat Nagemore, that from this Droshi can be made for itself. And then Tosfos says, Sakasha, I don't understand this Gemara either, but he kosher, the Haich Meifelatzma, the Mrin Loyachel Dvorei, Mikan Lochochem Shena Meifelatzma. So Tosfos has problems. But Al Koponim, we see from Tosfos that Tosfos understood that the Drosh of Nishbati Biapi is Taka, that it's a heter, without going to a Talmud Chochm. That's what Tosfos understood the Gemara. So could be that is how Rashi was Miyashev these two inyonim. If it's to a Pesach, maybe Rashi held, like those, according to those Rishonim, that differentiated between a Pesach and Charote, and by a Pesach Take, one doesn't need a Chochm, because the Yesod of a Het of a Pesach is Nidrei Tois. And it's a Ba'apis felt it Yishuv Adas, the way Rashi says he didn't think properly when the nether was made. Yeah. Look to Gemara Baita. Rabbi Yitzchak Oimer Yeshlo Mamashi Yismoichu Shenemer Kol Nediv Liboy. What does Rashi say? Kol Nediv Liboy Heviyu. Imaydenu Liboy Noidvay Olav Yaviyu. You have to bring it. If your lave, if your rotzen is you still want to bring it. If he is mischaret, now he's mischaret, he have made a neder. Yatiru loy. You need leiv b'shas havo, but he still wants to bring it. Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshuaime, Yeshla Mamashi Yismaychu, Shenema Nishbati Vakayema Lishma Mishpatei Tzidkech. What does Rashi say? Nishbati Vakayema Lishma Mishpatei Tzidkech. Midakoma Vakayema, Nishbat Vakayema, Mechlal Dim Rotze Shaloy Lekayim Matirim Loy. Vakayema means I want to be Mekayim. If I don't want to nishbati v'akoyem, I want to be mekayim. Advice is it's biyodi not to be mekayim, to be mata the neder. So we have psukim that there is such a union of het on the door. Omer Rab Yehuda Meshmul, Yaboy Yosom, if I would have been there, Omri Luhu, Didi Adifemi Ditchu, I would say the best Rosh. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Lo Yachel Dvor, he's not permitted to be Meichel Dvorov. Who ain't a Meichel? Avol Acherim Meichelim Loim. but a chochem could be meichel. Omar rove lekulo islo pirche. All these droshes have a pirche levar mi de shmur de las leipuch. The imi de Rabbi Lezer, als Rabbi Lezer's drosh, it says twice aflo, dilme ke Rabbi Yehuda. Shoma mishum Rabbi Tarfin, maybe that the second aflo is coming to tell us, Rabbi Tarfin's din, the sign Rabbi Yudayim, mishum Rabbi Tarfin, lo oilom ein echod mehem nozir, shloi nitto neziris, elo lahaflo. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Lezer, the Dori Shaflo Yiserto, Dilmelech Rabbi Tarfin Osim. What does Rabbi Tarfin say? Ein Echod Mehem Nozim, Bei Shohoyu Yoishvi. Two people were sitting. Ubo Echod Lifneim, and one person passed by. For Omar Echod, so one of them said, Areini Nozir, Shezeh Habo Etzleinu Nozirhu. That means these two people were clearing this third person that walked by. Is he a nozer? Is not a nozer? So each one said as follows. Each one. So the first one said, you know, if he's a nozer, if that one is a nozer, if he's a nozer, I'm a kabul naziris. He was under the impression that he was a nozer. Chaveri emareini nozer, she'eini nozer. He was mekabul naziris, because he is not a nozer. Lubsoif nimtso ke echod mehem. And then we found out either it was a nozer, not a nozer. Is ein echod mehem nozer. So none of them are nazir. Why? Lubishay nitna nazirois liyois nozer betliye ubesofik. Elo baflo vadois mefureshes. That means there's a bazundere din, even though by all chaloisin a person can have a gemiras das on a sofik. That means he's jumping into a sofik. He's under the impression that's like this and this, and since it's like this and this, he's mekabel this and this on himself. And you saw it, so such a gemiras das would help by all chaloisim. But by naziris, the kabbalas naziris is only when he's 100% sure. When he thinks that it is that way, he's not 100% sure. There's no, that's a din haflo. It has to be mevura. Rashi says, Rabbi Nechanan says, Dovor hayodua bevadai ubebiru, kachtia haflo shemischayevo. He says, it has to be bevadai ubebiru, that it is that way, that the hischayves has to be when he knows klo, that 100% he's mischayev himself. If he's not sure that he, of the chiyuv, so memeila, there doesn't become a nozer. So it's no raya that the pasuk is coming to tell us how to nedor. Imi de Rabbi Yeshua, du mehochi koma ba'api nishbati v'loi yadar nabi. How do you know to darshan that a dar nabi, that I can, since it was ba'api nishbati, that I can have charota, but lo yadar nabi. For kelta, it was the shvu was made, and I can have charota. Imid Rabbi Yitzchok darsh nediv liboy, kol nediv liboy, dilma lafuki midishmu. Maybe it's coming to tell us that one can make a neder belayiv. The Omar Shmu said gomar beliboy tzor sheyaitzi bisvosa. In order for another to be chal, you need levati bisvasai miloitzi bisvoso. V'hokem ashmulon dafal gabloi haitzi bisvoso. That's what this pasuk is telling us. Kol nediv liboy, that believe also one can make another hegdish. Imidechananye ben achi Rabbi Yeshua. That he darshan nishbati v'akayeimo, that the only obligation of the shvu is only v'akayeimo, if I want to be mekayim the neder, dilme, maybe nishbati v'akayeimo is coming to tell us the chiddush of Rav Gidl, Omer Rav, minayim shnishboim lekayim nesa mitzvah, shenemar nishbati v'akayeimo lishma mishbetei tzidkechom. So, Mamele, all these droshes, one could be matcha the droshes. They're debatable. Ela de shmul es le pirche, but shmul's drosh le yachol dvore,
אבל אחר מייחלם לו, this is הדרוש שדולס לפילך. אומר רובה, ואיתם רב נחם, וייצר כאינה דמרי אינשי, טוב אחד פלפלת חריפת, ממולי צני דקרי, that one small, sharp, pilpul pepper is better than a whole keli full of curry, of squash, of pumpkins. So memela, that was the mahalach, the Shmuel's mahalach was better than all the mahalachim of the Tanoi. Let us see Rashi. Goma b'liboy, shvua oy neder oy hegdish. So memela, so Shmuel said that the lochach lahitzi b'svasa, and here the pasuk is coming to tell us, no, that b'leiv also one can make a neder. Shnishboim lekayim hamitzve kloime mitzve she odom nishbe lekayim mitzve kidei she yimayel v'yizdareis lekayimom. He says the pasuk is coming to tell us that how can one ensure himself that he'll be mekayim the mitzvahs to nishbati then I can be assured va'akayimom. So the kelt is an Indian to do it. Pilpalto garen echot shel pilpul. Let us see Taisvis. Dilme kerab Yehudem. He says, what was the first dichui? The Gemara said, what is the raya that Haflos is coming to tell us that one is able to be mefarish to a chochem, the neder, in order to be matter the neder, could be Aflos coming to tell us that in the ziris one has to have, it has to be bebriris, bevadois. Mashme dechoshiv leipilche, mashe matzrich hakoshiv ledrosh achite. That means if I have a different drosha from the posek, he never showed him that his drosha is wrong. But if I have a different drosha, so you have no proof that your drosha is right. So that alone is a pilcha. Ve'ilu beperikame de megile, gabi este beruach ha-kodesh nemro, komar shmur mishum dechsiv, the Gemara darshans, how do we know that the megile was written beruach ha-kodesh? So Shmuel said, Mishum Dersiv, Kimu Vekiblu. What's that, Kimu Vekiblu? Kimu Lemailo, Mashe Kiblu Lemato. That they were Mekayim Lemailo, the Kabbalah Lemato. Of the Mitzvah Sapure. Vekom Arashas, the less lay Pilche. That Shmuel's Heichoche, there's no Pilche. Ve'ilu B'Shabes, Pepeikha Bekive, Darshine Minei, Kimu Mashe Kiblu Kvar. That Kimu Vekiblu, that the Klal Yisro were Mekayim, what they were Mekabel already, the Kiblu HaTeire Berotzim Bimei HaChashveres. They were Mekabel the Teire first in Shavuos, but that was a Kabbalah Mitochainis, Meidoi Rabba Liyaraise, because there was a Kviya Sahor Alayim. But now they were Mekabel Berotzim. Taisvis in other places explains the kasha, it's very nice. Lishitosai. That means we have here in all these places a combination of Rove and Shmuel. That means in our Gemara, Rove praised Shmuel's drosha. Shmuel's drosha was the best drosha, and Rove explains that Fakert, the drosha of Rav Yehuda is not a drosha. It's not a muchach dike drosha, because I could be the posik is coming to tell me that Rav Tarfon's din, that a naziris, the ninid haflo by the Kabbalah's naziris. So we see Rava himself holds that if I have another drosha for the posik, so you don't have a raya. Maybe the posik is coming to tell me according to this drosha. That's how Rava himself said. That's muchach from our Gemara. Rove in Megillah said that Shmuel's, Rove in Megillah said that Shmuel's drosha of Kimu Vekiblu is the best drosha because there's no pichan that drosha. In Rove in Shabbos had a different pshat Kimu Vekiblu. So Memele, so the whole Rove doesn't stim.
That's Tosfos Kasha. But Omahori, the Lav Kushi, the Osa Mapik Lumi, the Shonele Bidiburim, the Bidibure, the Lichtoiv Kimu Vekimu, I Kiblu Vekiblu, Avadi Tarti Shmamino. So it means the Gemore in Shabbos, Kimu Mashe Kiblu Kvar, Rav is Droshe, that Droshe was built from the Shini Haloshe, Kinu Vekiblu. Al Shmuel's Droshe alone, Kimu, it could have said Kimu Lamai Lamashe Kimu Lamata, you don't need a Shini Haloshe. Or the Kiblu Lamai Lamashe Kiblu Lamata. So Memele, so Shmuel's Rovis Drosh and Shabbos is not a stira to Shmuel's Drosh. So Memele, that's he says Shmuel ain't like Pilch. Ba'api nishbati v'loi hadarnabi v'hikshu harav rabochon and darkoch hachokro b'ochi midrash. That's like a pshatan posik. It's not only a dichoy. It's That the Rebbein Shem can have charot, but lo yadal nebi. Bidarsiv nishbati ba'api mevoy al menuchosi, bidarshin emino, and the Gemara darshins l'deir ha-midbor. It's going on the deir ha-midbor, shlei bo l'oretz. So you see, Claude, that there was no nishbati ba'api, and the taka they weren't, but they didn't come to Eretz Yisrael. So you see, the shvua remained. Betiretz lo yari da haikro la bebiis oretz mishtoi, ele bechelek oiloi lam habo. It's going loi lam habo, let's see the Bach. Veteid gehomatzino tane, there's a tane that says, da omar bechelek, der hamidbo, yesh lam chelek loi lam habo. Menuchosi means oi lam habo. In Kainzach Lamidrish Vadar Nabi, some male of it's going on Oilam Abo, there's a machlokes tanoim, Yeshlam Chelek Loim Abo, Enlam Chelek Loim Abo, the Deir HaMidbo. So Al Koponim, there's no hechrech how to darshan nishbati biyapi if you darshan a Dar Nabi, a Loya Dar Nabi. So my male, that's what the Gemara says, it's not muchach how to darshan. La Afuki Midishmu, the Omar Shmuel, so the Gemara said like this, that it says, Kol Nediv Liboy, it's coming Lafuki Midi Shmuel. The Omar Shmuel, Goma B'Libi Tzor Shiyoytzi B'Sposo. And here the Posek is telling us, not like Shmuel, that believe you can also make an Eder. So Taisvi says, Lav Mishum Delesle L'Shmuel Goma B'Liboy, Mahani, this is the Be'er HaMayim, not that Shmuel holds that it doesn't help, the Pasuk says that it does help. Elamuki, well, I'll read over the gills of the Beirus HaMayim. Elamuki likotshim sheviyu bazore. These psukim that say that leiv helps, that's by kotshim kobonu sheviyu bazore. Uletrumes hamishken hu dersiv haikro. Is these psukim, see, there are two psukim that say that the lave helps. It's talking about kochim or nidva tumas hamishkan. The gabi kochim ksiv v'chol nediv lave oilis. U'shmul moide lo shapir. And Shmuel is moide. That by kochim and by tumas by kolbonis and by the nidvas hamishkan, so if a person was menadev v'leiv, it helps. Umakshi minei l'shmul amei haikro, and the Gemara taka is, you Shmuel say that goma belibitzor sheyitzi bisposov, that you can't have a neder v'leiv. Here we see by kochim it helps. Umishani lo bepeiri kibul deshvutz. Va'omar, this is right to the gist of the Beirus HaMayim. The Gemara says in Shvutz as well. Beritayim and Neiluf Mino. Let's learn out from Nidrei Hegdish that leiv helps. Mishum havolei trume ratzoloimar. Trumes meleches hamishkan dichsiv veikol nediv liboy. Vekochim, and says in Div Leiv Oilish, neksum abom keechot ve'ein melamdik. Minayin shenishboim lekayim ha-mitzvitz, so the Perush Yosef is geiris, deshori lahazkir shem shamayim, kedei lizruzei nafshe. The Chiddush is the Shoy Laske Shem Shemaim Kedel is Ruzei Nafsh. I would like to explain this Taisvis for 1 minute. Taisvis in the Dorim Dav Chesem Ad Aleph says, what did Rav Gidl tell us? Rav Gidl told us, Minayim Shenishboim Lekayim Mesamitzvus. So Taisvis says, Im Bolash Mi'enu Shemutel Lishove Lekayim Mitzvus. One is permitted to swear to Mekayim Mitzvus. You don't have to be afraid. He's making a shvua. A shvua is a meirah de kechayim. And what'll be for won't be mekayim? So Taisi says, that's not pshat in Rav Gidl. Inami loy mekayim loy over al shvuoso. If a person said he's going to do a mitzvah, and he swore he's going to do the mitzvah, and he doesn't do the mitzvah, he's not over al shvuoso. The mushbe va'imid mar sinai ven shvua chol al shvua. So Taisvi says, the shvua is worthless. So what's the chiddush of Rav Gidl minayim shenish boim lekaimis ha-mitzvus? What's the big deal? The shvua is mchal. So what's the chiddush? So Taisvi answers, hokem ashmalon, the shori lizruzei nafshe, a person is permitted lizruzei nafshe, there's no Isser of Eitzor Hashem Shemayim Lebatola. I'd like to explain what this place was saying. The Meiri in Shvuas, the third Perek, says as follows. Ro'isi shanishbe lekayim mitzvah sasei, I saw other Rishonim hold, that if a person swears lekayim mitzvah sasei, Shvuas bitui chal la'olov, the Shvuas chal. She'im lekayim, because if it wouldn't be chal, I mean, it's not like Taisvis in the Dorim. Masha omru shore leile inish lizruzei nafshi im ein shvua ein zirus. How is he mezaris himself? So other rishonim brought a raya that if the Gemara calls it a zirus, so al kochoch that the shvua is chal. So the Meiri says, vein advorim nirim, shloi omru kein elo lehe oras atzmoi. When a person says the shvu, it's not muchach that the shvu is chal. He's just saying it to be ma'oire himself. Sha'af bedibur chazok ve'kofol. If a person says a strong dibur, or he repeats himself, odom is oire, a person to be ma'oire himself. Kolshkein b'shvue oi b'haskor Hashem, ava b'shen kan kol b'nei malkis. So the Meiri says that the chiddush of Rav Gidl was that when a person says shvue that he's going to do a mitzvah, so be'etzem the shvue is not chal. The shvu is not chal. There's no chaloi shvu. So the chiddush of Rav Gidl is not that you're allowed to swear. You don't have to be afraid. He won't be mekayim it. He won't be mekayim zechnish kefeler. No, the chiddush is that it's not called his master. So what is he accomplishing? He's master shem shemayim without a chaloi shvu. So the chiddush is no. The Haskoris Hashem is doing something. It's not called Levatola. By saying this statement, I'm going to do it, that is Ma'ira the person. So that is the Chiddush of Rav Gidl, and that is what Taisvis is saying over here. The Shori, this is the Parash Yosef, the Shori LaHaskir Shem Shemayim Kedelis Ruzei Nafshi. That is Pshat Na Taisvis. The Taisvis means to say that the Shvu is not Chal, but Av Al Pikein, there's no Isser of Shem Shemayim Levatol. Lishmu Les Leipirche, Vahodi Darshin Perek Beis De Nedorim, Avol Meichel Hul Chefzi Shemayim, would we darshin from Avol Meichel Hul Chefzi Shemayim, that means if a person makes a Shvu Levatol as a mitzvah, the Shvu is not Chal, or Yachol Dvoroi, Avol Meichel Chepsi Shemayim. If he says a Shvu is Shoichel Chazir, the Shvu is not Chal. So we dashin from the Layachel Dvor. So Taisa says, also Midvoroi Nafkilei. And here the drosh is Lo Yachel, Avol Achelim Meichelim Loi.